So the word warrior can apply to a lot of battlefields, and our next guests have seen a lot of battles. They are military veterans of the war in Iraq, and they are currently in the middle of a fight as humanitarians. So does it take the same toughness to do humanitarian work as it does to secure a village in Fallujah or push back Serbian commandos in Kosovo? What tactics work when the mission is to bring water to a village, to develop sustainable agriculture in Rwanda or Kenya? You need much toughness, says our next guests, but not in the same way. Rai Barkat is a Marine, Iraq veteran, and the author of It Happened on the Way to War, A Marine's Path to Peace. And Eric Greitens is a Navy SEAL, Iraq veteran, and he's the author of The Heart and the Fist, The Education of a Humanitarian, The Making of a Navy SEAL. Both have founded active, non-governmental organizations, and both spoke to us yesterday about their different journeys from the fog of war to confronting a fog of humanitarian peacetime work. Eric remembered when it all began for him.
You know, this started when I was hit by a suicide truck bomb in Iraq. I was serving at the time as a Navy SEAL, commander of an Al-Qaeda targeting cell, and my unit was hit by a suicide truck bomb. When we were hit, I was very fortunate in that my injuries were minor. I was treated at the Fallujah Surgical Hospital, and I was back to duty 3 days later. But a lot of the other guys were hurt worse than I was, and when I went to visit them in the hospital, one of the things that I'd ask them is, what do you want to do when you recover? And every single one of them said to me, I want to find a way to continue to serve. The problem was that there was no way for them to continue to serve outside of the military. And that's when we built the Mission Continues.
So create a place exactly. So they can stay on the team. The meaning comes out of that.
Yeah, so that because what happens, we found, is that the most severe injury is not when they've lost their eyesight or they've lost a limb. It's if they lose that sense of purpose.
Rai, your book's called It Happened on the Way to War. What's your journey?
For me, Kibera really happened along the way to war. I was a college student looking to make a difference in the world and also better understand the types of missions that I'd be embarked on in the Marines. And I came to Kibera to better understand ethnic violence and really met some remarkable people. And co-founding a non-governmental organization in one of the world's largest slums, the Kibera slum in Nairobi, Kenya, to break cycles of violence from within.
Oh, Rai Barkat, I'm wondering what limitations you discovered as you became a Marine and went from I can do anything to, wow, we're going to have to slow down here.
Yeah, I think one of the fundamental limitations of military force is the lack of continuity. And that is that when we deployed, and for good reason, would often deploy for 6 to 12 months. And true sort of development work, catalyzing change from within communities, takes a long view. It takes time, it takes trust, and trust takes a while to build. And by the time I really had a sense of the who's who in a place like Fallujah, we were gone, and the next rotation came in. And so this is a fundamental limitation of the military to engage in capacity-building missions.
Eric Greitens, do we sometimes in the United States make the mistake of focusing exclusively on the huge sort of battlefield mission and forgetting that the humanitarian work is sort of one bottle of water at a time, one village at a time?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that in order to do humanitarian work effectively, and even in order to do military work effectively, or to do the work that we do today with wounded and disabled veterans, you really have to take it just one step at a time. With the Mission Continues, for example, we work with wounded and disabled veterans around the country. But we change lives one at a time, helping those wounded and disabled veterans to recapture a sense of purpose, to find a way to live with courage and compassion again. And we focus our whole mission on changing lives one at a time.
Eric Greitens is the author of The Heart and the Fist, The Education of a Humanitarian, The Making of a Navy SEAL. Rai Barkat, before we go, you know, Robert Gates has made much, the Secretary of Defense, of how the U.S. is playing a secondary background role in the operation in Libya, and you know, it describes that as sort of the future of U.S. military intervention and presence. Do you feel as though there's a downside to maybe staying in the background based on your own experience?
Well, I don't want to speak completely out of my pay grade here.
I want you to, buddy.
I think that when I look at Libya and when I look at the revolutions that are happening across Africa and the Middle East, you know, these are really being propelled by young people. And in Kibera, this large slum community in Nairobi, Kenya, half the population is under the age of 15. And so when you look at this demographic around the world, you got to ask yourself, is this a time bomb or is it the key to a more modern and more peaceful, maybe even more equitable future? And I believe that the course can be the latter, and that we as individuals and as a country can play a role in that if we take the right approach. And for us, at least in Kibera, that approach has really been defined by kind of a participatory nature and taking a backseat, but a supportive role. And so I think, it, you know, based on my knowledge, the current approach that we're taking in Libya is a very reasoned one and one that makes a lot of good sense.
Ry Barkott is the author of It Happened on the Way to War, A Marine's Path to Peace, and Eric Greitens is the author of The Heart and the Fist, The Education of a Humanitarian, The Making of a Navy SEAL. Two different journeys from soldier to humanitarian. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be on.
You can get more of The Takeaway at our website, thetakeaway.org. You can take part in conversations, listen back to past interviews at the website. And if you want to keep caught up on what's going on in D.C., follow Todd Zwillich through his Twitter feed. He tweets at Todd_ Zwillich. That's spelled with a Z-C-H, not a K. Z-W-I-L-L.
Zwillich with a K. He's a nut.
Really?
He's a
wacko.
Yeah, he's a crazy person. Yeah.
Well, maybe I should follow his Twitter feed, too, because crazy people's tweets are sometimes the best ones.
Just go to thetakeaway.org. It's all very reasonable there.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.